Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Caffeine for the Soul. And today I'm going to talk about the only two problems that people have when they come to me as a coach. Now, these are not the two problems they think they have. They come with 100 different problems, or sometimes they come with no problems, but some goals or a direction they want to move in or something they want to see more about. But what they're up against pretty much always comes down to not even one of two things, because to a certain extent they're interrelated, but one of them is usually dominant. And the first one is that they're preoccupied. They've got so much on their mind that they're not able to use their heads. They've got so much noise going on. They're doing so much thinking that they can't see straight. And it's a human condition. In other words, it's something that's so normal that we don't even question it. It's like when you live in a city, you don't question the background noise. In fact, you tune it out. So if I say to somebody, you seem kind of preoccupied, they go, no. But that's only because they're so used to being that preoccupied that they don't notice what it's like until it gets quiet. And so one of the things that inevitably happens when you sit with somebody and you're kind of having a conversation about the nature of the human experience is their heads naturally settle. The thought spin slows down, kind of like a tetherball. If you know the game tetherball, it might be called something else where you are, but where you hit the ball on a rope around a pole. Well, when you stop hitting the ball around the pole, it's inevitable that the ball will unwind itself. The rope will unwind itself and will wind up settled. And so if somebody starts to see that one of the things they're up against, one of the reasons that their challenges look so difficult is because they're looking with blurry eyes. One of the reasons that they don't have an answer come to them is because they're so busy trying to figure it out. And that's kind of getting to the second problem, the second reason that people struggle is they think the solution to their problems is on them. They think that in some way, if it's to be, it's up to me. Now, if it was up to you, of course you would be preoccupied. If it was up to you to keep the world spinning, you'd have to think about spinning the world all the time. If you think it is up to you to sort out your finances, of course you're going to be thinking about how to sort out your finances. If you think it's up to you to sort out your relationship, of course you're going to spend all your time thinking about how do I sort out my relationship. If you think it's up to you to reach your goals, well, of course you're going to spend all your spare time thinking about how to reach your goals. The problem is, that's not how the mind is designed to work. The mind is designed to work really well when it's still. In other words, if you think of the two modes that the mind is in, active and passive, we tend to try to use the mind in active mode. I'm going to think about this. I'm going to work it out. I'm going to brainstorm it. But the mind is designed to work beautifully in passive mode, in receptive mode. If you think of water on the surface of a lake or even a swimming pool, that when the water is still, everything is reflected perfectly. When the water is moving around, is agitated, you can't see anything. And it's a metaphor I've used before, but if you think that the answer to whatever it is that you're struggling with is written on the bottom of a swimming pool, there's really only two ways to find the answer. One is to dive in and thrash around and try and get down there and see it. But that's going to be really hard because you don't know how far down it is. And as you're swimming, it makes it harder to see. The other is to let your mind settle, to let the water settle, to step outside the pool, to look down, and you'll see. In fact, not only will you see the answer because the water is still, but it will be magnified. So the less preoccupied we are, the more we can see what's possible from a deeper part of the mind. And in my work, I talk about that deeper part of the mind as the universal mind. Right? It's the, Sid Banks called it, the energy and intelligence of all things, whether in form or formless. And when we look to that capacity of mind, and we may experience it as wisdom, we may experience it as common sense, we may experience it as a kind of obviousness. We know what to do when we know what to do. And when we don't know what to do, we're not inclined to thrash about and keep it on our minds. In fact, the number one way to figure something out is as best you can to take it off your mind. Because then the tetherball unwinds, the mind settles, and what you're looking for is right there in front of you. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.